Welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Featuring a freeform blend of music that you won't hear anywhere else on your radio dial. I'm going to start off this hour of the Thrift Shop with a segment I like to call the Classical Thrift Shop, where we're going to be playing cast-offs and curiosities from the musical heritage of the past millennium. Now, one of my favorite composers is a modern composer named Mike Oldfield, who's responsible for Tubular Bells, which is one of the most best-selling recordings of all time. But you don't often hear Tubular Bells set in a classical music setting. There is an orchestral version of Tubular Bells, which we may play in the future, but this is a classical guitar version of Tubular Bells, recorded by Duo Sonare. Duo Sonare is Thomas Offerman and Jens Wagner on guitars. So without further ado, I'm going to play Tubular Bells Part 2 by Duo Sonare. Thank you.
the hallway. From the outside, an ordinary house, a great house too, 483 rooms, each one with its own marble wash basin and douche, bidet as it may, but inside, and the positions are reversed. A human failing, some say a disease, but a disease that Sir Francis Dashwood knew, and knew well. Upstairs, inside, and a revelation. It's a discotheque. There are paintings, real, and look here, a rare 17th century masterpiece. And if I can scrape a little of it off, beneath I can find hidden a 14th century underpiece, made entirely of tiny pieces of eggshell. This lurid work has caused controversy in the world of embroidery and anthropology. It has enthralled distinguished professors, and in layman's language, it's blinking well baffling. But to be more obtusely, buggered if I know. Yes, buggered if I know. And that's all we've been so far from experts in 14th century painting, Renaissance greengrocers, and recently revived members of the public. Buggered if I know. Vivian Stansel, about 3 o'clock in the morning, Oxfordshire, 1973. Good night.
Mike Oldfield's Tubular Bells Part 2, as performed by Duo Sonare, Thomas Offerman, and Jens Wagner on guitars, here on the Radio Thrift Shop.
I am Trumpeter Lanfrey, one of the surviving trumpeters in charge of the Light Brigade of Balaclava. I am now going to sound the bugle that was sounded at Waterloo, and sound the charge as was sounded at Balaclava on that very same bugle. The 25th of October, 1854.
Like a toy, spinning like a toy. It seems so small compared to it all. So why don't you do yours?
Thank you.
Well, a little bit of a song pairing that you don't hear very often there. From their album Balaclava, that was Pearls Before Swine and I Saw the World. Absolutely wonderful album that was recorded back in 1968. Featuring Tom Rapp on guitar and vocals. Tom Rapp, by the way, won a talent contest in his sixth grade. And also in that contest, who didn't win was Robert Zimmerman, now known as Bob Dylan. Pearls Before Swine also featured Jim Bohannon on organ, piano, clavinet, marimba, Wayne Harley on banjo, Jane Lederer on bass, guitar, and swinehorn, Joe Farrell on flute, and several other amazing musicians. 1968, Balaclava, Pearls Before Swine, great song, I Saw the World. And then we heard Cocteau Twins from their 1984 LP, Treasure, and the first track, Evo. Let's get back to some more traditional thrift shop tunes with the Ensemble of Seven and their cover version of Caravan.
Thank you. Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can our government be honest? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can our government be decent and open? As the 39th president, he has spoken yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Dear President, I, Jimmy Carter, know it is possible to run a government efficiently and without sin or any corruption. I will do my level best to run the government decently without any statement of eruption. Errors and wrongdoings I will reveal to the public. For corruption while I'm in office, I'll not barter. I'll stand tall like Old Glory, faithful to the Republic. Security will prevail, as sure as I am the President. President Jimmy Carter. Can a government be competent? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can a government be honest? Jimmy Carter says yes. Carter says yes. Can our government be decent and open? As the 39th president, he has spoken yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter, our 39th president. Jimmy Carter, our 39th.
beautiful cover version of Windy by Wes Montgomery. Before that, Ray Conniff of Singers with Sunny. Gene Marshall and Jimmy Carter Says Yes. Raymond's Magic Organ with the cover of MacArthur Park. And we started that set off with the Ensemble of Seven and Caravan. This is DJ Frederick on the Radio Thrift Shop. From folk to rock, old jazz, and new releases in all genres, there's always a musical adventure at the Radio Thrift Shop. Let's close out the show with some more music by Wes Montgomery. Thank you.
On June 27th and 28th, radio waves circled the world with Ham Radio's Field Day. See what today's ham radio is really like with analog, digital, computers, high frequency, and modern communications. It's not your grandfather's radio anymore. From across town to outer space, Ham Radio. To find a location near you, go to ARRL.org/fieldday.
Okay, it's around midnight, and that's going to wrap it up for the Thrift Shop. We heard Wes Montgomery and Round Midnight. This is DJ Frederick saying thank you for listening. And remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself. Take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.